witnesses. In other words, the disciples asked Jesus a question. When are you? Is this the moment when you're going to restore the kingdom to Israel? And Jesus' answer had three fingers pointing back at them and said, the Holy Spirit is going to come on you, and you will receive power, and you will be my witnesses. In other words, this kingdom restoring business, this coming of the kingdom in God's goodness and justice and peace, is too good for Jesus to keep to himself. And it's too good to remain in one nation. It spreads to the whole world. So our first piece of participation was pointing at Jesus and finding three fingers pointing back at ourselves. And the second is having heard this promise of Jesus, it's waiting. We're waiting for the next step. So I wonder if we could have a drum roll on our knees, kind of a waiting. And then a little moment of quiet. A little moment of as quiet as we can do. A moment of quiet as we say thank you to Jesus for his promise. Thank you that he shares with us in this amazing promise. And we wait to hear the next part of the story.
The coming of the Spirit, Acts 2, 1 to 4. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them.
Amazing. Is this working now? Or maybe? Yes, great. So, having had a little quiet moment, this is quite a noisy reading. And there were two noises in it. I don't know if anyone noticed. The first one was the blowing of a mighty wind. So, the right kind of wind. We're going to make the noise like the rushing of a mighty wind filling this whole place. What does that sound like? Yeah, great. And the second sound, don't know if you heard, was the people of God all talking in different languages. And it tells us later on in the chapter, they're declaring the wonders of God in many, many different languages. And I know in this church today, we've got a lot of different languages. So I wonder if anyone can put their hand up and tell me how you say God is good or God is wonderful in a language other than English. Put your hand up if you can, and we'll all see if we can pronounce it with you.
Dios es bueno y maravilloso.
Wow, I can't repeat that. Say it again.
Dios es bueno y maravilloso.
Amazing, great. Stick to that and do that one later. Anyone else got a...
Domulebu.
Great, Romanian, brilliant.
God ist wundervoll.
Great.
Xavier Malcamno.
I am not going to repeat all of these. Just making that. Thank you.
God is wunderlich.
Amazing. What language was that? Afrikaans?
Great.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Has anyone else got one more?
Mulungu ndi wabwino.
Great. What a multilingual church we are. So we're going to recreate that. And if I've missed you out, I'm sorry. If you want to repeat anything you've heard, good luck with that. But let's declare the wonders of God in many languages. Just say, God is good. Speak of what God has done in many languages. We're going to recreate it. And then when I put my hand up, we'll stop. Ready? Go.
God is good. It's wonderful.
So that was a bit what it was like. The Holy Spirit came and people declared the wonders of God in many languages. And people sometimes call Pentecost the birthday of the church. So we have a birthday cake. You can't have a birthday without birthday cake. And I wonder, as Jonathan brings it along, shall we sing happy birthday to the church?
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
to help me blow the candles out. Yes. Leave some for your brother. leave some quick. Adam will do the rest. Great.
Yay.
And the reason why we call it the birthday of the church is because we remember we were given life. On our birthdays, we remember we were given life. And this was the day God gave life to the church. But isn't it odd that all the other if it's the birthday of the church, has anyone had a birthday recently? Put your hand up. And if you had a party at your birthday, keep your hand up. Anyone have parties? Yeah, a few parties. We tend to have parties at our birthday, don't we? And we invite people to come along to them. So it's a bit strange that the Christian church, it's sort of the one festival we don't invite people to very much. We're always inviting people to Christmas and Easter, but Pentecost is our birthday. This is the festival we definitely should be inviting people to celebrate with us, because we remember how we were given life. And more to the point, we remember how the Holy Spirit came and gave us all these languages as a taster of how God is inviting us all, the whole world, to his party, to the kingdom of heaven, which is like a wedding feast. So if the kingdom of heaven is like a wedding feast, it's like a party. We need to see whose name is on the invitation card. So we're going to have our final little reading. Thank you, Kate.
The invitation to a party, Acts 2, 14 to 18. Then Peter stood up in the 11. He raised his voice and addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews, and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These men are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all my people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy.
Thank you. Oh, can we leave it open? So, I need to check who this is relevant for, who this reading is relevant for. When Peter spoke of the Holy Spirit coming, and who would receive it? So if you could put up your hand, if you count yourself as an, it says here, your old men will dream dreams. If you count yourself as old, if you could put your hand up, no judgment here. Or it says your young men will leave them up. Your young men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. If you count yourself as young, put your hand up and keep it up. It says here, sons will prophesy. If you're somebody's son, please put your hand up. Great. Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah, a few hands go. If you're somebody's daughter, please put your hand up. Great. And put another hand up if you've got another one. And it says just one more check. If I will pour out my spirit on all people. So if you're a person, could you please put your hand up? Let me check. I think that's all of us. I think it's relevant for us all. The Holy Spirit invites us all to his party, and he teaches us all to invite everybody else. It's relevant for us all. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to pray for each other. Each one of us is going to pray for somebody else in the words of the promise that Jesus made. Could we put the next slide up, the slide of the with the words on? This is how this is going to work. If you're a child and you're here with your parents, I'd love you to pray for your parents. And if your parents here with children, I'd love you to pray for your children. If you're here with somebody you know, maybe turn to somebody you don't know. If you're maybe somebody of a different generation. And we're going to pray a really simple prayer that we can all do. The first thing you're going to do is ask this person where they spend some of their life. Do they spend their life in a school? Or in a workplace, or in a home. Ask them where they spend their life. And then you're going to pray this prayer for them. Really simple. I pray that you will be filled with the Holy Spirit, as Jesus promised. Pray that you will be filled with the Holy Spirit and that you will have power to witness. This is what Jesus promised. So we're just going to pray the words of Jesus' promise on each other. You will have power to witness to Jesus' amazing love, which just means wherever you are, you're going to live out the truth of God's amazing love in your life. And then you're just going to pray for them in that place. So I could pray for Jonathan, for example. I pray that you will be filled with the Holy Spirit and have power to witness to Jesus' amazing love in your workplace. Okay? So find someone to pray with now. Make sure the people around you, everybody's got someone to pray for. Children for parents, parents to children, different people to different age groups. The worship band are going to come up. And we're going to trust that the Holy Spirit will come. Some of us will feel that. Some of us won't feel anything new until during the week. But we trust that the Holy Spirit will answer our prayers. Hi, Dave. Can I pray for you? I'm going to pray for you in these words. Where would you say you spend your life? At your home? Shall I pray for you to receive the Holy Spirit in your home? Great. Dave, I pray that you will be filled by the Holy Spirit and have power to witness to Jesus' amazing love in your home. Amen. Amen. So if you're chatting and finding out where your neighbour lives their life, maybe now is the time to pray this prayer over them. I pray that you'll be filled with the Holy Spirit and have power to witness to Jesus' amazing love in your home, workplace, school. And the Holy Spirit is among us. So as we've invited him to come, he is with us and we'll worship together as he is with us in power and in presence, inviting us to a party. Amen.